The Chemical Reporter.
Hi, it's me again, Jeff, your Chemical Reporter. Today's question comes from Mathis Kammerer from Höchberg in Germany. He wants to know, what are emulsifiers? In one key way, chemistry is a lot like life. Everything is based on good relationships. Let's look at oil and water, for instance. If you put the two together in a single glass, then they act like a couple of suspicious neighbors. Each quickly finds its own level, the oil on top and the water below, and has as little interaction with the other as possible. There's a kind of fence between them that each is unable to overcome on its own. This barrier is called surface tension. The world would certainly be a poor place if there was no way to work out this antipathy for one another. There would be no milk or no mayonnaise for one. Margarine would also be a lot harder to spread on your morning toast, and a whole lot of skin creams would be anything but creamy. All of these things have special properties that can be traced back to the fact that they contain oily or fatty substances, lipids, that have been combined with water. But because we know the two can't stand each other under ordinary circumstances, there must be a mediator in the mix somewhere. That's the role of the emulsifier. With its help, the two suspicious neighbors are able to come to terms and combine to form a milky white fluid together, an emulsion. Emulsifiers, or emulsify agents, are molecules that are attracted to both sides. They have one area on their surfaces that's described as lipophilic, or lipid-loving, while another area is called hydrophilic, or water-loving. The emulsifier molecules gather at the border between the water and the oil and, in a manner of speaking, simultaneously take molecules of the disputing fluids by the hand. This has the effect of reducing surface tension to such an extent that the water is able to mix with the oil and vice versa.
Yippee, yippee.
In milk, the emulsifying agent is called lecithin. Lecithin molecules surround the lipids in the lipid and water mixture, thereby creating drops just a couple of thousandths of a millimeter in diameter, and these are able to spread evenly throughout the fluid. By the way, this distribution of tiny drops is also why milk looks white. Emulsifiers can also be found in a wide variety of other foods, including mashed potatoes, ice cream, margarine, and chocolate.
Mm.
But they aren't just important as mediators between water and lipids in the food products. They also play a chemical role in cosmetics and even in cleaning agents. So, what do emulsifiers have to teach us about life? Well, if you have problems with your neighbors, the first step towards becoming friends is to reduce the surface tension a little. It can lead to wonderful things. That's it for today. See you again next week. Until then, this is Jeff, your Chemical Reporter, signing out.
Do you have a question concerning chemistry in your everyday life?
Ask the Chemical Reporter and send an email to
chemicalreporter@BASF.com.
BASF, the chemical company.